Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Ah, when you hear that jingle, it makes you tingle. Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Happy to announce that we just re-upped our contract for two more years with MyBookie.com. We're here. We're live on air for two more years. We've made it. We've made it.
Insert the piano music.
I know. That's all I want to hear.
Nah.
No,
it would
you
nuke
can't
the
do
channel.
It. It would nuke the channel. You know what's weird?
Fuck.
On YouTube Shorts, they now allow you to play famous songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of them. Same with Instagram
there
Reels is the master's theme song.
Why
but
can't we do it on the main?
No shit. Like, I don't get it. They'll let you do it for shorts, but not for the main, so I don't really understand
a tradition unlike any other.
Any other. The Mistress.
The Master's coming after you for copyright infringement.
Exactly. Speaking of the Masters, we've got the old bro box here on drinkingbros.com that gets sent out every month. I'm going to give you a sneak peek of what's in it, because we always make it theme-related for whatever the month is. This month, we've got a DB Sports shaker here. Now, the beauty of this is not only is it a shaker, so you can put whatever drinks you want in there, mixed drinks, all the fun stuff, and it acts like a Yeti, but also put a can of hard AF seltzer in there. Boom. Pop this on the top. It'll keep it cool all day long, brother. And then you can crack it open and enjoy your life. This keeps it cold for 3 to 4 hours. And cheers, everybody. So go to drinkingbros.com. Get your bro box today.
That's cool.
How'd you do last week?
I'll have to invoice you guys for the no free ads here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we run a tight ship.
No, I know you do. Yeah. I know you do. How'd you do last week?
Who could remember?
No.
Who could say?
I haven't won yet.
Nah.
I haven't won yet.
We weren't close last week.
No. No, I didn't have anybody, I don't think. Brian Harman won.
He did. He did what he did at the British Open, where he just kind of
gets
a big
essentially,
lead.
Yeah. And then just sat on it. He
and
didn't do shit, man.
He sucked on Sunday, but so did everybody. It was windy. It
All
was
he had
cold.
To do was shoot par. It was just like
he
one
shot
over.
Three over.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And he won.
Like, yeah, because he was up by so much. It didn't really matter.
Hoagie shit the bed.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Hoagie Fest. I know you had a live line on him.
We did take a live line on that Saturday show for the watch of the Final Four game. But, yeah. No, we're on to the Masters. Who could talk about San Antonio now?
I know. I was just there last night.
San Antonio was still good to us. We had the Florida National Championship.
We did. We won. You and I won a lot of money here. Is Bob gone?
He's gone.
He's gone. God, his picks are terrible, aren't they?
He just has too much faith in Houston.
It's not Houston. It's all these like little teams that it's just like, hey, dude, that's just never going to happen.
Well, Houston could happen. It's just when you don't get a shot off in the last two possessions.
They have no offense. They've never had an offense on that.
They
on
actually
team.
Had a pretty good offense this year. But yeah, no. When in doubt, just go with what you think stereotypically of a college basketball team, and it will eventually happen.
Yes, it always happens. It always happens. Baseball, who do you pick? Remember when the playoffs started?
Probably the Braves.
No, he hosts a baseball show.
Yeah, but him and Dan, they're about to give up at this point. Tomahawk?
Oh.
I'd be surprised if that's a show by May.
The Braves are terrible right now.
And you're about to get swept by the Phillies.
I know. And Bob, but Bob during the playoffs, do you remember doing the playoff prediction show? He goes, the Dodgers have the best record in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, what about the Dodgers winning the World Series? And he goes, oh, they're going to lose the first round. It's the worst pitching staff of all time. They're fucking terrible.
He's a hater. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes, and the Dodgers won the fucking whatever Bob says. Bet the opposite of is what we've learned here. This week, obviously the Masters. You and I went last year. You got your Masters shirt on today.
Right now, we got the gnome up front.
Got the gnome
that we purchased at the
sure do
gift
at the
shop.
Gift shop, dude. How magical is the Masters? Looking back, it's been a year. I can't believe it's been a year. I thought it feels like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's a bit surreal. I got to watch Tiger Woods. I followed him and Max Homa on Saturday.
Yep.
Went off on my own. You guys were kind of camped out at Amen Corner.
I like to camp out. I love it. Because I like to see everybody roll through. Like, I'm a big fan of that.
I think you guys walked for a little bit, and you're like, fuck this, we're just going to sit down.
No, no, no. Yeah. So I took my dad for his 70th birthday, and you can put your chair wherever you want. So I knew the lay of the land, mm-hmm. and I know what goes on. I think if it's your first time, what you did is correct. Go see all the shit, whereas I have already seen all the shit. Therefore, like, it's so beautiful and relaxing, I'm totally being genuine when I say this. I don't really get to relax that much, and, like, that place, because they take your watches, they take your cell phones, they take everything, is so peaceful and magical that I'm literally, that is, the beach and that place are, like, the two happiest I've ever been in my entire life, mm-hmm. where I can just sit there and enjoy the silence and the beauty, and it's awesome.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. Yeah. It is the perfect place. I would kill to go every single year. My bookie usually sends us to one or the other. This year we're going to the Kentucky Derby. Last year we went to the Masters.
I still need to get my suit.
For the Derby?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not going to the Derby.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to the Derby.
That's fine then.
No, the boxes only have six, so apologies on that one. But yeah. Yeah, we'll probably bring somebody else to film. That way you don't have to.
That works for me.
Yeah, yeah. That way you don't have to be on the infield or something like that. That's a rough one there.
Yeah, if we go to the Preakness, I'll run across the porta potties.
You know, I don't think I've ever been to the Preakness.
Or is that the Belmont? I forget.
One of the two. I've never been to the Preakness or the Belmont, actually. Never been there. Kentucky Derby, though, is a fun one. But, yeah, we've got a hard AF seltzer launch the night before in Kentucky. And then we're doing the Derby for my bookie and all that other stuff. But, yeah, it's wives, girlfriends, business.
Okay. Works for me.
Business.
Am I going to Penn State?
Would you like to?
I don't know.
Would you want to see your family the next day?
I wouldn't see my family.
How far is Penn State from?
It's the middle of the state. Will we be flying to Philadelphia?
I haven't looked at flights. We're booking flights on Friday.
Okay.
How far is that for you?
It's like 3.5 hours.
Okay.
4 hours.
Well, look, all you have to do is shoot the show on Friday if you want to go to see him on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
I'll leave it up to you. You want to go?
Maybe. We'll talk offline.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to go with a Saturday. Saturday's a business thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're good. Masters this week. Look, this is still one of my all-time favorites. I think I love it more and more over the last couple years simply because both tours are getting back together. And I get to see all my face.
I know.
So I'm amped. Who do you got here?
And you got some of the
We always
live,
go big.
The live dudes, too. Sneakily playing some good golf.
I know.
The olds.
Yes.
The olds are striking back.
Phil Mickelson.
Phil's getting hot at the right time. You know, a couple years ago, just finished second place at the Masters. He's got a little bit of magic in him still.
Sure does.
You got Sergio Garcia's just fucking killing it right now.
Yeah.
He's playing some of the best golf in the world.
Lives right up the street.
He does. wouldn't want you to know that, but he does. Yeah. But no, I'm going with my heart. I'm going with my guy, my favorite golfer in the world. It was a sign. My dad stopped by this weekend, brought me golf magazine because he gets two of them.
Uh-huh.
I guess. I don't know why. He's a USGA member. But yeah, this was a sign from the gods, the man on the cover for the Masters preview. It's Ludwig.
Was it really?
It's Ludwig.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's just do it.
Look, so earlier in the year, I brought this up that he would win the Masters. However, I did not pick him today.
Okay.
I didn't pick him today.
You know, not the best odds, 15-1.
It's not the odds.
Would like it closer to 20.
I would like this guy because he could be the face of the PGA. I just don't know that he has it in him to win a Masters. It's so much pressure.
Finished second last year.
I know.
Yeah.
But that there was no pressure on him because it was like, hey, dude,
his debut.
Yes. Your first time here. Happy to be here. And it appeared to me that he wasn't going for the win towards the end. So it was like,
oh, right, Scotty blew everybody out.
Yeah.
Didn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think he was just happy to be in second.
Ludwig, 15-1.
Okay.
Then we're going with another guy that just always plays the majors well, always just sniffing around at the Masters. That's the Slim Reaper.
Yeah.
That's Will Zalatoris.
Famous Willie Z.
He's 38-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going with a live guy.
All right.
We're going with someone that actually isn't playing that well, but it is Augusta. He does seem to pop his head in whenever they go back. Cam Smith at 47-1.
So I have not heard anything about Cam Smith. I haven't seen him. Last time I saw him on tour, he looked a little overweight, to be honest with you.
That's like, fine. I don't care.
I don't know what his story is, or if he's just checked
out
after catching.
He could be checked out. He could not care.
$200 million. I have no idea.
But if he decides to play well, I would love it.
Okay.
Yeah, so 47-1 to Cam Smith. So those are my three winner plays. And then it's the major. So I went with some additional plays. Not winners, but ways to win money.
Okay.
First round leader. We're going Jordan Spieth at 35-1.
All right.
And then Sepp Straka.
Straka in these
45-1. I actually really love that. Sepp Straka.
He might win.
He honestly could. He's a Georgia boy.
I know.
Well, you know, he's all Austrian, but he went to Georgia.
He did.
And I guess, so shouts to Nolan up for this statistic. From 175 to 200 yards out with your irons is one of the most important stats at Augusta. Sepp Straka is currently number one in the world in that statistic. So, yeah.
Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride, minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, they got spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, no insurance is needed. And one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Drinkin' Bros Sports. That's Hims.com/Drinkin' Bros Sports for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/Drinkin' Bros Sports. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. They're sleepy time gummies. Knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, Not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
I think I love that first round leader play. Then I got top 20s because they didn't have top 10s yet. It's not on the card, but I would like a top 10 on Sergio Garcia. I think Sergio is probably going to end up in the top 10. Top 20s, though, we got Daniel Berger at plus 265, Phil Mickelson at plus 280, and Mav McNealy making his debut at plus 290.
Okay. I like that a lot. Mav McNealy's been playing well this year, man. He's always been in the top 20, it feels like. Mm-hmm. I always see his name on the leaderboard. So, look, it's the Masters. I asked you pre-show if you were going four here because I usually go four for the Masters. That's the only time I really stretch because I want to enjoy it.
And I'll give you four winner boys.
Yeah, I want four winners because I do it every year, and I'm betting on it anyway, so you might as well.
Here, I'll negotiate with you. If I nail a first-round leader solo and it hits 45-1, 35-1, does that count as a winner?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll give that to you. Because we got tickets on the line here.
Yeah. So I can get potentially two winners.
Correct. I will give that to you.
All right.
Because it's, what, two tickets to the Ryder Cup for you and your dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. September. I'll do that. All right. So I've got four picks here because it's the Masters. And I'm going to a Masters party on Sunday with the kids and dads and all the other fun stuff there. And I want something to live for on Sunday. All right. All right. I want something to live for. So I got four picks. I'm going my boy. Bryson.
Yes.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yes.
Very surprised that his odds are 15-1. Like, that's not great. I thought it was going to be way higher.
Last year, he showed up.
I know.
Yeah. It's the first time. He did famously call Augusta a par 66 and then proceed to, like, miss the cut every year until last year. But, yeah. I mean, maybe he figured it out.
I think mentally, the switch of the hatred to everybody loving him now actually will help his game here. And I think people will be rooting for him at the course.
He won the U.S. Open at Pinehurst. Not a course I thought suited his game. So, you know, he's evolved.
He's
matured as a golfer.
Next up is Justin Thomas at 21-1.
I like that.
He's been playing very, very well.
Kind of blew it, though.
I know.
At the Valspar.
He did. But whether or not it was intentional or he was working on shit, he's another one of those guys where you can't tell if they're working on master shit or just trying to win. So I don't really know.
I think he was trying to win there. But
you think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Certainly. He had the lead with three holes to play. But no. Thomas, definitely good pick. Decent history here. He always kind of like, you know, gets in the mix and then blows it on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like he'll be in the top five and just, you know, put it in the water on 13 and...
But he's a likable guy. I would like to see him win. I think it would be fun. Next up is Brooks Koepka. I got Koepka 28-1 here.
I wouldn't hate that. I still have a Brooks Koepka to win a major 2025 ticket, so that would cash.
Yeah,
immediately.
So I got Koepka. He always shows up at the majors. Shit, man. I mean, he is in the mix in every fucking major. I don't know anything about his game this year because he's on LIV and. Full disclosure, I don't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a gut pick on this one. And then last but not least, dude, we actually had one of the same people here. I got Sepp Straka these beats, dude. It's 62-1. Went to Georgia.
Georgia.
Like, yeah. So
it's a good year for Georgia guys. Four Bulldogs have already won this year.
Brian Harman won last week.
Harman.
Yeah.
Russell Henley. Harris English.
By the way, I thought about Russell Henley. He was on my list where I was teetering back and forth today. So if you're going first round leader shit and top 20 and all that other shits, throw Russell Henley in there for me.
You doing first round leader on Russell Henley?
No, I think I'm just going to go because I like the big numbers. Like I want to have fun and try to stay in this. So I'm gonna pick these five for winners. But first round leader. On the Masters, I always get the same guy every year. Let's see if he's playing this year.
He's not. Are you looking at Charlie Hoffman?
No, I'm not.
Or Matt Kuchar?
Nope,
neither are playing.
Nope. Freddie Couples. I always go Freddie Couples.
Well, Freddie Couples is, like, he could technically show up. I don't know if he is playing.
His name is here.
Okay.
So
I know Langer, this is going to be his last year.
Every year.
Because eventually they just show the guys the door. They're like, you technically can come back, but it's kind of like a wink, wink. Don't do it.
So I don't know if you remember, but every year on the Masters, I pick Freddie Couples as the first round leader. And by the way,
the olds.
He's always close. He's like first or second or third. Like his back will hold up
for a day.
Yeah. And then Friday he's done. Like he's cooked. So that's where I'm
going.
This
was a great play 7 years ago.
Yeah.
He's a little too old now.
Yeah. It's a dad pick. Yeah. My dad loves him. And
every dad did.
Shout out Jerry. I'll take him in the first round. Whatever. One more time with your picks.
So we're going Ludvig Åberg. Don't call me Åberg. At 15-1, Will Zalatoris at 38-1. Cam Smith at 47-1, and then first round leader plays on Jordan Spieth at 35-1, Sepp Straka at 45-1, and top 20 plays on Daniel Berger at +265, Phil Mickelson at +280, and Mav McNealy at +290.
It'd be great if Phil finished top 20. That's a great pick, actually.
It'd be cool if he finished, in the top five. If he's just around, he's just sniffing on Sunday.
Won it, dude.
I wouldn't hate that either.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. You know what else I wouldn't hate, to be honest with you? Rory.
Well, yeah.
If Rory wins, all right, I'd be amped with that.
We'll go there. Who has a better tournament, Scotty or Rory?
I think Rory. I think Rory.
I think it's in his head. I don't know if I don't think Rory wins this.
Just because it's in his head?
I think, yeah. It's all mental.
Yeah.
I mean, Rory's won twice already this year. His game's exactly where he needs it to be.
I know.
This is too big of a mental hurdle. I don't think he'll ever win a Masters.
I think he'll get over it. I really do. I think I believe in him. I that's a guy I actually believe in. We shit on a lot of people on this show, but I actually believe in him, and I think he'll get it done.
I'd like Scotty over Rory if you do a head-to-head matchup. Somebody I would love to see, too.
By the way,
they're
the two
off.
Favorites.
Yeah. But a head-to-head matchup, I think Scotty might. I don't know what the actual odds are on that, but I imagine Scotty's like -130, -140 or something.
Scotty is
for the head. Jordan Spieth, if he just decided to win this, that'd be cool. A comeback a decade later.
So here's the thing: I picked Spieth last week in last week's tournament, so I watched him. He had a couple of good days, and
he's working
just
on some stuff.
Fell off the fucking face
it's
of the
Augusta,
earth. So
though.
I get it. I just I don't know what's wrong with him, and it's strange because this was going to be the dude.
He was the golden boy.
And he fell off the face of the planet.
I like that, though. I like a redemption arc.
I would love that, too. But for me, besides my bets, because, like, I'm okay. Like, I only bet, $100 a piece. So it's like, whatever. If it's Rory or Justin Spieth would be cool. Who else is a really great story? Like, I think those guys would be awesome, and I'd be okay with it. If it was Dustin Johnson,
DJ
that would
be
fun.
Would be cool. That'd be fun.
That would be a fun
because his Masters doesn't really count. It was in the fall.
He won it.
Yeah, like November.
He's got a different course. He's got Gretzky. Phil Mickelson would be a great story.
Would be really funny.
Fucking awesome.
DJ though, I don't think he cares enough to like.
And I'm gonna throw in one just to burn your soul.
Okay. Cantlay?
Cam Young. If Cam Young won
his first
tournament at the Masters, you and I's
There's
heads
no way.
Would explode live on air.
I'll eat your hat.
I tell you what, if he wins, we will cancel this golf show forever.
Fine. And on the last show, I'll eat a hat if Cam Young wins.
Eat a full hat.
Yeah.
All right. Bucket hat from the Masters?
Yeah, why not?
I got one in my house.
That works. Okay. I'll eat your bucket hat from the Masters if Cam Young wins this.
Perfect. And then for my picks here on the way out the door, Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, Sepp Straka in these beats. And for the ladies, I'm throwing in Russell Henley.
I should throw down $20 on Cam Young in case I have to eat a hat.
Yeah, you should.
At least,
what is his odds?
He's over 100-1. He's got to be at least 150-1.
You know what else is weird to me? Daniel Berger, who's been playing really well, is 95-1.
Yeah, you know what he was at the beginning of the week? I saw books had him at 235-1. Yeah. It was insane.
I mean, that's a...
I sprinkled that.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's like, there's
Sergio
a lot of...
was like 90 to 1. Yeah.
I mean, because anybody could show up at the Masters. Like
the olds can win here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, like a Justin Rose could win here.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing.
Yeah, and he might.
He might be the first round leader.
He could be. I would sprinkle that too.
I know.
There's so many.
There's so many.
So many ways to blow all this money. I just won on the Florida Gators.
I know. I know. We both did. We won a gajillion dollars. All right. I'll tell you what. I will make these bets right now. I will post them in Drinker Bros Sports on Facebook, and I'm going to sprinkle all these things.
But
I will
only recognize what is on the card right here.
Yes, you will.
As the winners.
I will recognize what I post in Drinker Bros Sports on Facebook. I post all my bet slips there. Last night, you guys got to see them live on air. So it took Florida $1,000 before the game. Obviously, we had Dan Delco and I picked them in January. And then I live-lined the shit out of that game every single chance that I could inside that arena last night. And I posted those as well. A lot of people followed, and I told you Florida's the second half team. As soon as they were down, I was like, let's fucking go. +6.5 is what I got at halftime. It was a joke. I loved it. Appreciate you tuning in. Kids, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. Bet with us or against us at mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Enjoy the Masters, everyone. It's one of the greatest weekends of the year. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. These are Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.